Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Well, okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in a November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote for... I'm sorry?
100%.
Okay, got it. And can you tell me what is your age?
51.
51, got it. Thank you so much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, got it. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Got it. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied. Current administration.
Okay, got it. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important enough an issue is for you to have them focus on. You can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, funding for mental health services.
10.
10, got it. Then we have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
10, got it. Then we have improving K-12 education.
Well, that depends on the curriculum. I can't put a number to that. Because the curriculum is not taught correctly.
Okay, so you don't really know a number for this.
That's an asinine question. Because we're not in charge of what their kids are being taught anymore.
Okay, got it.
On.
Okay, I got it. Okay, well, let's move on to the next one. And is lowering rent?
Yes, 10.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
rent?
The next one. Yes, lowering rent.
10.
10, okay, got it. Then we have protecting democracy and or voting rights.
We don't have a democracy. We are not a democracy. Show me anywhere in the Declaration of Independence or in the Constitution where it says democracy. We are not a democracy. We never have been a democracy. This is a liberal code word for we want to get shit for free. We are not a democracy.
Okay. So you're not putting any number for this one?
Nope. Not putting a number for that one.
Okay, got it. Then we have raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
0.
0, okay. Then we have protecting abortion rights.
0.
0, got it. And then we have cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
10. Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
0.
0, got it. Then we have Donald Trump.
100.
100, got it. Then we have Janelle Bynum.
Not familiar.
Not familiar, okay. Then we have MAGA Republicans.
100.
Got it. And the next one is Joe Biden.
0.
0. Then we have Ron Wyden.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
0.
0, got it. The next one is Lori Chavez de Rimer.
70.
70, got it. Then we have J.D. Vance.
100.
100, got it. And the last one is Republicans in Congress.
100.
100, got it. Thank you so much for your answers. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, the Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Lori Chavez de Rimer.
Okay, got it. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you may support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
What is her political party?
He's a Democrat.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for a piece of shit. No way.
Okay, so no chance at all.
No chance at all.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Rimer. The first one says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions, to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up.
Stop. Nothing has gotten better since she's been anywhere near. Nothing's gotten better. Everything's gotten worse. So I don't want to read anything about either one of them.
Okay.
Democrats are criminals, protecting criminals. I don't want to hear anything about them.
Okay. Okay, so let me move on to the next paragraph. And it says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Rimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems for homelessness to access childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you don't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or Republican, Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Dreamer.
Got it. Thank you so much. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
She's not a Democrat.
Okay.
The only reason I'm not more favorable is because she actually works with them.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Just let me type it. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0.
Just put 0 over anything. If it's a Democrat, just put 0. Okay? You don't need to ask me those questions. Because there's no way in hell I will ever vote for a Democrat.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. And sometimes, okay. And, well, moving to the next question, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Now please tell me how much each troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, a quiet deal, just somewhat or not at all. The first one, these are just two. The first one says, Lori Chavez Dreamer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she is not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to good access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew that she needed to win, then go to Washington and toward the party line.
5.
The options are great deal, a quiet bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Okay, thank you. And the next one says, Lori Chavez Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers for food bill from lemons to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. While Oregonians deal with rising costs, Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And the next question is, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or Republican, Lori Chavez Dreamer again?
Dreamer.
Okay, got it. And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
14, okay. Thank you so much. And are you married or married, living with partner, single,
married,
or divorced? Married. Okay, thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, got it. Thank you so much. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, got it. Thank you. And now the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a good day, too. Bye-bye.